Michael Savage slams twisting of laws against Trump by criminal Biden Stalinist regime, D.A. Stooge Prague. By Joshua Klein on March 22, 2023. Former President Donald Trump will weather this storm no matter what the criminal Biden Stalinist regime does to him, proclaimed conservative radio legend Michael Savage. While warning against the twisting of American laws as Trump prepares to be indicted by Democrat Manhattan District Attorney Stooge Alvin Bragg. Joining host Jen Pellegrino on Newsmax TV on Monday, Savage warned that we're living in unprecedented times that are mimicking that of the Soviet Union, adding that people have to know history in order to not repeat it. Savage questioned why disgraced crypto crook Sam Bankman-Fried, the Democrat superdonor who founded FTX, is not behind bars. After all, he pulled off, allegedly, the largest financial scam in American history and he was released on minimal bail to live in his parents' mansion in Palo Alto, he noted. This is American justice under the Biden-Stalinist regime, Savage declared. After a Sunday visit to the former President Trump, who he described as the strongest man he has ever met and far from someone crushed by the pending doom hanging over his head, Savage accused Bragg of following the man under Stalin, Lavrenti Beria. The sadistic mass murderer, who conducted Joseph Stalin's reign of terror. And he's the one who said, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." And he was proud of the fact, Beria, that he could prove criminal conduct on anyone, even the innocent, he added. While under the U.S. Constitution there's a presumption of innocence that emanates from the Fifth, Sixth, and Fourteenth Amendments, as set forth in many legal trials, Savage noted, in the Soviet Union it was the opposite. There was a presumption of guilt by this regime. Now if we're going to let this criminal regime, called the Biden regime, twist America and America's laws and America's jurisprudence to the Soviet system, none of us will be safe, he warned. The criminal Biden regime, under this stooge Alvin Bragg, is following the Beria model, not the U.S. Constitution model, he added. Calling the situation a nightmare, Savage stressed hush payments may be sleazy, but they are legal. So they're stretching the law, he said, to say although the hush payment may be legal, the way it was reported was illegal, so you could claim it's a bookkeeping error. In other words, it was a tax thing, and now they're changing it and calling him Al Capone. Stating there is no bottom to Biden's criminality or the acts of deceit that we are witnessing. The New York Times best-selling author argued, the reason we all love Donald Trump as a leader is because he is a leader, whereas most men would have broken from this a long time ago. Asked about his thoughts on what would happen going forward and whether current events would simply drive more of Trump's base out, Savage claimed that those previously lukewarm to the former president are now rallying behind him. I know people who were saying, you know, he's had his time and all of that, and yet, they're all behind him now. People who were iffy on him are so pissed off. Pardon me, they are so angry, they're so agitated and so motivated that the Democrats, as smart and as clever as they think they are, have made the greatest blunder of their life, not only amongst Trump supporters but amongst, I would say, decent liberals. And there are many in America, who are still classic liberals in this nation, he added. They're not all bad. Savage called to remember there are two sides and two wings and that a bird needs two wings to fly. And when you break off one wing, the bird flies in circles. And that's what the left has been doing to this country now forever, which is trying to break the right wing off the bird, he added. Which is why this bird called America, the American Eagle, is crashing to earth. The conservative radio host insisted that America is currently awakening to the Biden criminal regime that is operating, citing how everyone's forgotten the crypto crook as the best example. Bankman-Fried was all over the news, allegedly responsible for the largest financial scandal in American history. He was released on almost no bail to his parents' mansion in Palo Alto because the father is deeply tied into the Democrat machine, and the crypto crook Bankman-Fried bought off every Democrat in the country, every big Democrat, with campaign contributions. Is that legal? Could that be seen to be a payoff for hush money? I mean, of course it could be. Savage reasoned that the only question that needs to be asked is what kind of country do we want to have after this Biden regime is over and what kind of nation will be left after this gangster regime is gone. Savage, whose mantra borders language, culture has been credited with having set the stage for the political rise of Trump. Also maintained that the former president would weather the storm no matter what they do to him. If they come and arrest him, he'll run from prison and win, he said. That's what's going to happen because of these left-wing fanatics who have destroyed America day after day after day, he added. They're not helping themselves as well. According to Savage, even establishment Republicans are moving over, to the Trump side in this case. Rich Lowry, for example, of the National Review, I believe is no real friend of Donald Trump. I mean, these people were against him, yet, now he's riding. D.A. Bragg to cross the Rubicon and divide the nation by indicting Trump. In addition, the lawyer Jonathan Turley wrote, Bragg brings a criminal case back from the dead. But may have reanimated Trump's chances. So people who are very anti-Trump or not really for Trump are understanding what's at stake here and they are now behind Trump, he added. He also deemed it chilling to realize that the Biden crime family is targeting so many people. Not only Donald Trump, but all those military veterans rotting in stinking prisons in Washington, D.C., most of whom committed no crimes whatsoever. And we heard the other day that they're going to indict 200 more people, he said. He concluded by questioning when this reign of terror is going to be brought to an end under this Biden crime family. When is it going to stop? He asked. The remarks come after former President Trump said over the weekend he believes he will be indicted this week by Bragg. Legal experts expect the Manhattan District Attorney to bring charges of falsifying business records against Trump, a misdemeanor that can be upgraded to a felony if done to hide another crime. Legal experts expect the other crime to be alleged campaign finance violations and for Bragg to argue the Trump Organization falsified business records when it paid then-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen $130,000 and classified it as legal expenses, when it was allegedly to reimburse Cohen for a payment he made to porn actress Stormy Daniels as hush money before Trump launched his 2016 campaign. Bragg is expected to argue that the payment was actually a campaign expense and Trump's campaign violated campaign finance regulations by not characterizing it as such. However, the Federal Election Commission itself declined to penalize Trump over the issue, and federal prosecutors have also declined to do so. Last month, Savage, who rose to the heights of talk radio and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016, slammed left-wing media activists who he accused of trying to destroy right-wing views and control the narrative completely. In September, he argued that Biden is the worst president to lead the country during his lifetime, claiming a criminal enterprise is running the country, while highlighting the border crisis, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the return to energy dependence, and the authoritarian COVID-19 mandate. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.